On the line, as we do every Tuesday, is the Heart and Stroke Foundation. This morning, we're talking to Corrie Rasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today about metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Morning. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Great. And Corrie, I hope you're warm in, I think you're in Joburg or Pretoria. Getting into our topic today, what is metabolic syndrome?
Yes. So metabolic syndrome is a collection of conditions or risk factors that when you have multiple of these conditions or risk factor, it increases your risk for chronic conditions like cardiovascular disease, including, of course, stroke or heart disease, or something like diabetes and so. Mm-hmm. So the way we recognize if a person has metabolic syndrome is if the person has one or more, three or more of the following conditions. So it's either central or abdominal obesity, mm-hmm. so excess fat in and around the stomach, then also elevated blood pressure or hypertension, mm-hmm. then high blood triglycerides or your fat count in the blood, low levels of your good fat, which is your high density lipoproteins or your HDL cholesterol, the good cholesterol, if you have low levels of that. And then if you have insulin resistance or glucose intolerance, so if your fasting glucose is high or you might have diabetes. So if you have three or more of these conditions, then you have metabolic syndrome.
Right. And what is insulin resistance and how is it linked to metabolic syndrome?
So insulin resistance is when your body does not use the hormone insulin as well as it should, especially in the muscles and liver. So, you know, when we eat, our digestive system breaks down the food that we eat into glucose, mm-hmm. which then passes from your intestines into your bloodstream. As your blood glucose rises, your pancreas secretes insulin to make sure that that glucose in the blood is transported into the cells where it can be used for energy. But now what happens is that when someone continuously has high glucose levels in the blood, your body no longer can produce insulin as efficiently, so it kind of gets insulin resistant, and that glucose stays in the bloodstream, where it can then cause damage and increases your risk for developing type 2 diabetes.
Right, right. And then how does a person know if they have insulin or if they are insulin resistant?
So if you have insulin resistance, but your pancreas can increase insulin production to keep your blood sugar levels in range, you won't have any symptoms. But over time, the condition can get worse and the cells in your pancreas then make insulin can wear out. And eventually your pancreas can't produce enough insulin. And then you'll get that continuously high elevated blood glucose levels or blood sugar levels, and then you'll experience symptoms like unexplained weight loss, fatigue, increased thirst, frequent urination, increased hunger, even symptoms like blurred vision, and for women especially yeast infections can also be a telltale sign. But many people have no symptoms of pre-diabetes, often for years, and that's why it's so important to have your blood sugar, your blood glucose level tested regularly.
Okay, because it's kind of like a silent, almost call it a silent killer that sort of sneaks up on you.
Yes, definitely.
And then, Corrie, how do you treat metabolic syndrome?
So the goal of treating metabolic syndrome is to reduce your risk for diabetes and heart disease by controlling these conditions or these risk factors that you have. So it involves a combination of behavioral modification, depending on which risk factors you're trying to target. So essentially, it will be looking at your diet, making sure you're eating healthy, exercise, to keep your heart strong, to keep you active, and to lose weight if that is one of the risk factors that you have. Not smoking and drinking is a big one. And then if you have risk factors like hypertension, high cholesterol, or glucose or insulin resistance, then it will be either medications to treat those conditions or also the behavioral modifications like diet, exercise, and weight loss will also address those risk factors.
Those factors. And then you, I think you've pretty much in a roundabout way answered this already, but how can a person prevent metabolic syndrome risk? And I would guess one of them would be to avoid what you've just mentioned.
Yes. So if we were to look a little bit deeper into them, when we look, for example, at diet, so we know that eating plenty of natural whole grain foods, vegetables and fruit, that helps with weight loss. It helps managing your blood pressure. It also improves your blood cholesterol levels as well, increasing your physical activity levels. So you want to aim and try to get at least 30 minutes of exercise 5 days of each week. And then that also is going to improve your weight. It's going to improve your blood pressure, your cholesterol. So all of these things addresses not only one risk factor, but in a holistic way, you'll be addressing your total risk of metabolic syndrome.
And so it boils back down to lifestyle and eating well, and as you say, getting good exercise, eating the right foods.
No, definitely. And testing, so making sure you know what is your blood pressure, what is your blood sugar, what is your blood cholesterol, so that you know if you might be at risk or maybe you even already have metabolic syndrome.
So, you know, if you maybe come from a family of sort of similar problems, then that would probably also be a reason to just be checked up.
Yes, no, definitely. We know that all of these conditions have a genetic component. And if you do have family members with these conditions, it's all the more reason for you to be proactive, get checked, and start making these changes early.
And to just be aware of it. And Corey, the Heart and Stroke Foundation has got a lot of information and resource material available. How can listeners get in touch and find more information about reducing their risk factors?
Yeah, so we have information available on each of the risk factors, on how to address your diet with healthy recipes, on exercise guidelines, also on heart, brain, and diabetes health. So all of that, listeners can find lots of resources on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za, or listeners can get into contact. So we do have dietitians at the foundations where you can reach out with your queries. We also have a health promotion team for any medical queries. So listeners can contact us on 021-422-1586.
Great. And that's the helpline and also the online resources. Corey, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Most definitely. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Corey. That's Corey Erasmus, a dietitian at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Our topic today, metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. And the chat will be on our website later on today as well, wildcoastradio.co.za. That and other chats. If you missed anything, then do pop onto the website and go to podcasts. You can pick up all the recent chats that we have on Wild Coast Radio.